we know there are some things that are not right in this industry and we want to fix those things.
Yep.
So I absolutely love it. Just a personal touch that All Kind had on the other side. I would not be walking through Surrogacy Journey if I was only working with an agency.
Welcome to Forces in Fertility, a podcast bringing together celebrity guests, fertility specialists, reproductive health advocates, and all people interested in empowering themselves and others, creating the next generation of life. This week, we have such an awesome guest and someone that has been so special to the All Kind journey from very early days. And I feel like once we had a chance to really connect and find out where your journey would go, it has just grown and grown and grown here. So I'm really, really excited to have you. Welcome, Blight.
Hi, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks for being here. It's really awesome to get to chat with you and talk a little bit more about your journey. But I think what would be really cool is if we started with maybe just your story and how you first were sort of thrown into the world of third-party fertility.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It has been a whirlwind, but in the best way. So basically, I have a family friend that has struggled with her fertility journey forever, for as long as she's been trying to get pregnant with her husband. And so she had been trying and trying and trying, had failed, had IVF failed treatments so many times. And finally, we were sitting down one day. It was after another failed cycle. And I was just talking with her. We were just like, you know, just connecting. And I said, so what is next? Like, if IVF doesn't work out, what are your next steps? And she was like, honestly, we'll probably have to look into surrogacy. And I was like, oh, okay. You know,
yeah.
I don't know much about it. So I was like, I mean, that's really cool that you guys would do that. But like, wow, like that's crazy. And so then right after that, Kelsey Caudill was posting about All Kind and her egg donation journey. And I had been following her forever. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, like she is from my hometown. Like if she can do it, like I have such an interest in doing that. This can be a way that I can give back. So my husband and I sat down and we talked about it and we were just like, yeah, let's do it. And so that's when I applied at All Kinds. And then you reached out to me and it was just an instant connection from the beginning. I felt so welcome, so loved on, so heard. And so it made me feel really comfortable with the process. In our first call, you actually mentioned, you were like, okay, so we're going, you know, with egg donation, you're like giving me all of like the information and everything. And you were like, also, would you ever be interested in surrogacy? And I was like, I honestly know nothing about it, but why don't you go ahead and tell me about it? Mm-hmm. And you just like gave me all of this information. I was like, okay, wow, like that is actually interesting. You gave me, you know, just so much information that I did not know. And so I was like, wow, that is so much less, you know, taboo than I thought it was.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what, after egg donation, like I kind of want to explore it. And so egg donation did not end up working out. My AMH levels were not high enough. And so then I texted you and was like, hey, this is the news that I heard. And you were like, okay, so how do you feel about surrogacy still? Do you still want to do it? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I do. Like, this is perfect. This is perfect timing. And so here mm-hmm. we are.
Here we are.
With an agency and we're getting the ball rolling.
And we're in the process.
We're in it.
I will say you brought up a couple really interesting things in what you just said.
Yeah.
First thing that really sticks out to me is that when you go through the process of becoming an egg donor mm-hmm. and the process of becoming a surrogate are two very separate things. Yeah. It could be a very similar type of candidate and someone yeah. that has similar interests, but they're very different criteria.
Yes.
And so when you talk a little bit about AMH, and I think this is really important for people to understand,
yeah.
AMH is your hormone levels.
Right.
And so that's the best way that a physician or a reproductive endocrinologist, which is a fertility specialist for our audience,
yes.
can understand a little bit about your fertility and whether mm. or not you qualify for an egg donor cycle.
Right.
Which again, your AMH, you know, could be at a certain level, but it totally. Doesn't mean that you are not
not fertile, that you can't have your own children.
Right.
But what it really is saying is, are you a good candidate for egg donation where there's a family who struggled for a long time and they need really mature, really good quality and quantity, right? Yes, like they want the best opportunity for them. So even if you don't qualify for egg donation, you go through an AMH as a barrier, you still very much could qualify for surrogacy, as we've seen.
Yes, I ended up being like the perfect candidate for surrogacy, which was wild. I had no idea. And that was another thing I was uneducated on. I was like, oh, I don't qualify for egg donation. So now I'm like not going to be able to do surrogacy either. And like, I was so excited about this journey and now I don't get to do anything. But when I reached out to you, you were like, you can still do surrogacy. Like they actually don't have anything to do with each other. So And I was so excited that I actually get to go on this journey. It ended up being like a better fit for me, I feel like. And just like my journey, my personal beliefs, I feel like surrogacy was like perfect. And it was such a like timing, like just perfectly fell into place thing for me. So...
And you, the other thing you mentioned too that I find interesting that we're still dealing with this today is the taboo-ness of surrogacy.
Yeah.
I will say, like, being on TikTok and Instagram and even Facebook, you know, all these social media platforms and YouTube, you're hearing so much more about it.
Yeah.
But to hear that it's still illegal in three states in the US.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you found out about that?
So I had no idea. I didn't have any idea until I was like filling out the surrogacy application. And I think it maybe asked like if I reside in like any of these states, something along those lines. And I was like, weird question, but okay. And then I'm like looking it up and I saw that like it says surrogacy is illegal in these three states. And I was like, what? That is insane. And so I was talking to my husband about it and I told him and he was like, that can't be right. Like that doesn't make any sense. Right. And so he looks it up and he was like, oh my God, it is. And we were just so shook by that. Like, how is something like this? Like, and especially like whenever you're looking into just like the everything with like egg donation and then a surrogacy journey, like I am literally just a womb.
Yeah.
That is it. Like I am just a home for this baby for 9 months. Like that is it. And so I was just so shocked that it could be, you know, illegal. Like that just, it doesn't make any sense in my brain. And I just think it's a little bit archaic.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think though these conversations as someone who is literally in the middle of their surrogacy journey right now, to be able to sit and openly talk about it and say like what I'm doing for a family is what you're doing. And I know you're way too humble to say this, but I will say it for you because what you are doing for a family, you are literally changing their lives. You are changing their family's lives. You are changing the direction of everything that they had ever hoped for that was so unachievable for them. Yeah. And you going into this process, was there something that you were like really adamant about? Mm-hmm. Like there is something that these are my kind of non-negotiables as I go through this process.
Yeah. So my husband and I are big on, you know, like everybody's rights, everybody loving everybody. That is something just my mom raised me that way. Me being half Black and just watching the experiences for myself and my family members, that's something that we have always been so big on. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we started this process, I said, and my husband too, we were just like, we want to help somebody who isn't going to be helped. Somebody that is not going to get chosen. We don't want like the picture perfect family that, you know, any surrogate would, you know, help out. We want somebody that is like has been in waiting forever, you know, an LGBTQ couple, a Black couple, an Hispanic couple, whatever that is. We just want to help the people who really are not getting helped. So
I love that. And when you think about the statistics that still play a factor into the world of third-party fertility, and again, for those in the audience that are listening, third-party fertility is specifically when within the world of fertility, you need to utilize an egg donor, sperm donor, or a surrogate. So this is a third party that's coming into your family building journey. And so when you think about that and you think, you know, there is still 400 parents to every one available surrogate candidate. Right. That means that, you know, maybe those picture perfect families, maybe they are getting selected first, or maybe even they aren't being selected because there's not enough people that are raising their hands to do this. Absolutely. And I think that one of the things at All Kind that we really wanted to focus on is to empower your decision. So if that's a decision that you really wanted to make, then we would help find the right connections for you, the right family for you to connect with, and the right support system around you. And that to me has been just at the forefront of everything that we've wanted to do here.
Absolutely. And that's something that I have loved about All Kind from the beginning is the education behind it. We want to change this world. Like, we know there are some things that are not right in this industry, and we want to fix those things at all costs. And so I absolutely love it. All Kind felt like home from the very beginning. And it's been such a blessing because even just working with like the egg donation, you know, agencies before, like the people that were there, they're amazing. Like, I, you know, truly am thankful and in awe of the work that they do. But just a personal touch that All Kind had on the other side, I would not be walking through Surrogacy Journey if I was only working with an agency.
So, it's a huge commitment. It is a huge commitment. Yeah. You need support. You need support through this process. It makes it where you feel like you can tackle it. Because honestly, it takes a village to have your own baby, but it takes a community, like even bigger. Absolutely. It takes a worldwide community, I think, to do this for other people and to feel empowered by those decisions.
Absolutely.
Is there anything in this process that you still are kind of nervous about in this next phase of your journey? Are there points of this surrogacy journey that you're about to really dive into that you're still kind of like, ooh, I think about this a lot, or I have some anxiety around this, or I'm just really excited? Is there anything that kind of comes to mind?
Yeah. So one of my biggest things was, and like my biggest like hesitation on doing the whole thing was just thinking about my kids. And I know there's probably other parents out there, you know, women out there that are like, I would love to do that, but I don't know how my kids will feel. And that was my thing too. Yep. Like, is it going to be a weird or hard thing for them to like watch me like be confusing. Pregnant? Yeah. Very confusing. Totally. Yeah. And so just like my husband and I have started preparing our kids for that. Like, Mom will be pregnant one day, but that baby won't stay with us. Like, and just talking through that, answering all of their questions, that has been like the biggest thing, like researching ways to like educate our kids in this process too, how to educate our friends and our family members, which we have been so lucky to have the best people around us that are like, I don't know a lot about that. It's kind of weird, but I love that for you. And that is so you, and it's going to be so cool, which I absolutely love. But yeah, I know there's people out there that are not like that. And I know I will encounter those people. And so just making sure that we are like educated and ready for those things. I don't want to, you know, obviously I'm still going to be caught off guard with some things, but we want to be as educated as possible and as ready as possible when those things come up. So
100%. And I think that's something that within All Kind too, we've gone through so much now being within this industry for years. We've kind of seen a lot of the questions, the concerns, the way that people can still think about surrogacy and the way that they still think about egg donation and reframing. And I think rebranding what it means to be a surrogate, rebranding what it means to be an egg donor, to be empowered and to have a community of support around you, not just within your family, because a lot of people don't have that either. Right.
Absolutely.
And so being able to provide that as we go through this journey, as we learn from you, and now that you are officially going to be a care coordinator as well.
Yes.
It's very exciting because you're going to be going through the process of surrogacy and you're going to be helping other people. What do you feel like is the most exciting part about this next phase of your life?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm like giddy about it.
Me too.
But I just think I'm so excited about being able to educate people on surrogacy. I think the reason why there's so many stigmas and why it's so taboo with surrogacy is because people are uneducated.
Yeah.
And I was too. I literally thought that the babies were biologically related to you when you were a surrogate. I had no idea that like you were just a home to these little babies and then they go home to their family.
Yeah.
I had no idea. idea. And so I think just educating people like step by step is going to be a really big factor in getting more people to commit to it. So then we don't have that 400-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited. I'm excited to be a support system for another woman like I've had with you. And so I am just, yeah, I'm over the moon about it. And I can't wait for all of the like questions, education, and just being there for someone. Cause I know there will be times when you're just kind of freaking a little bit. You're like, oh my gosh, like this was such a big commitment.
This is a huge deal.
Did I just get myself into?
Yeah, 100%.
I definitely had those moments where I was like, okay, wait. Like pause.
Whoa.
What did I just do?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's so important to just have somebody to talk to about that. Like, I'm just kind of freaking out right now.
Yeah.
And so having you there, even just checking in on me and, hey, Blight, do you have any questions? How are you doing? What's going on?
I felt like I was like a stalker by the end. Like, hey.
Again, it's me.
How you doing?
No, it was
How's
so good.
How's your Sunday going?
It was so good though. Having someone there like that to just say, you know, I'm still here for you.
Yeah.
Like we're still here. We didn't just hang you out to dry, like put you somewhere and like now we're hands off.
Yeah.
So I think that's so important in this process that people know that they have someone there for them. So
through the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Because it's a long journey. This is pregnancy we're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have it. And to touch on that too, of specifically what type of surrogacy that we do at All Kind. Mm. And I think the world as a whole has really shifted. I think traditional surrogacy, which is when you are biologically related to the child that you carry, is completely phased out at this point. I think now what we're really seeing is gestational surrogacy being the number one, if not really the only option that's available out there. And I think that that's perfect because you go through this experience and you go through carrying a child and you help this family. But at the end of the day, you're not necessarily biologically.
You are not the father.
You are not the father. That is not your baby. So, you know, you do help and that the emotions that go into pregnancy in general, you know, all of the things that you experience, but at the end of the day, you know that this is 100% biologically related or has a string attached to the family that you're going to be helping makes it so much more approachable.
Yes. And the way that I thought about it was my husband and I actually, we want to like foster to adopt one day and just like help.
Are you guys currently in the process of that, by the way?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. I love that. I'm so obsessed with that. I want to do that one day so badly.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. It's such an exciting and just crazy process too, honestly.
And with two little ones at home.
They're so excited though. My daughter asked me every day. She's like, can I have another sibling? I'm like, no, not for me.
Not for me. But we'll
not
help
for
someone
else. Yes, exactly. But I think of the process of surrogacy as like fostering, as a foster care. So a kid comes into your house and you love them up and you hold on to them. You keep them safe for a while and then they go back home to their family, hopefully.
Yeah.
And so that is a way that we have like always thought about it is we're just like a little home for, you know, 9 months and then they go back home to their family.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe you keep in touch and, you know, you get to see them grow up and stuff. And I just think that's like the coolest thing ever. I'm like, yeah, I can totally do that.
Are you open with the family that you connect with for surrogacy? Have you thought through kind of what your relationship would be like and what you're hoping for?
Yeah. Well, I hope they're open to, you know, like some contact. You know, I think it would be really cool, especially like for my kids to see like, oh my gosh, my mom like helped this little baby and this family. And like now we get to see them grow up. So even if it's like a once a year, like, hey, here's a picture of, you know, so-and-so. Like, I think it would be so cool to just like watch from a distance or, you know, if they want to be friends, like I'm always down to have more friends. So.
Of course. Well, you have a huge community here at All Kind now that you've joined us officially. But even before that, as you go through your surrogacy journey, we want to make sure that everybody feels like they have the right support.
Yes.
And now you have just had a sneak peek into Blight, the newest All Kind care coordinator on the surrogacy side, who will be here for you all as you go through this incredible journey, as you give life to other people, as you empower your own family with the compensation that you receive through this journey. Yeah. There's so many benefits to this process. And I hope that we can continue to have these conversations. Let's do this again in a few months.
I love it.
When you are pregnant with your surrogacy baby.
That's crazy.
And let's come back here and let's talk so much more about the process and the journey. But I'm really happy that we had this opportunity to speak with you and to welcome you officially to the All Kind family.
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to check back in. Yay.
Well, thank you guys all for listening in this week. I'm so happy that you got to meet Blight. And if you have any questions for Blight about her journey, about her process with All Kind, please feel free to reach out. You can always reach out at connect@joinallkind.com or DM us at joinallkind. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.